Hello, my name is Betty. I'm from UK, originally from Eritrea, and I'm here to interviewing Thabisa. Thabisa, could you introduce yourself, please?
Hi, I'm Tabisa Bobo from Masimanyana Women's Support Center, a non-governmental organization which is in South Africa.
Okay, Thabisa, could you tell me a bit about what you do?
What I do is I'm a public educator responsible for the primary prevention and awareness raising program within Masimanyane, and that includes organizing workshops, organizing awareness campaigns in the communities, and even establishing human rights club in schools around East London. And that would also include facilitating life skills sessions within primary schools that is around East London.
And when did you realize that you wanted to work in the women's rights organizations?
Oh, Betty, it was such a long time. I was a teenage mother. I got pregnant whilst I was very young. I was 15 years old. And so I've faced a lot of discrimination because I was the first. In fact, I was the second young girl in my community to get pregnant. So after that experience, so I told myself that I'm going to volunteer. So I started volunteering at Paid Women Support Center, and that's when I got the exposure to some the extent of violence against women that is being experienced by women, more especially in the rural areas. Then I've never stopped.
Could you, looking at your history and how you've experienced different types of discrimination, would you be able to say that there is one type of right that could spark off other rights? There's one type of right that we need to focus on more?
There is one pity, but I wouldn't like to just mention the specific one because for me that would a kind of saying putting the issues that women are faced with in the form of hierarchy, of which for me the challenges that women are faced with, there are no better ones or lesser
Yes.
important than than others. So I'd say specifically violence against women, that's the biggest problem that we should work towards addressing.
And do you have any strategy that you're using right now in order to stop violence against women? What types of things is your organization doing in particular?
Okay, we've got various programs. For instance, the one that I've just mentioned, which I'm responsible for, the primary prevention program, because we also build capacity of women, and we've also got advocacy project where we mobilize women and also make use of the policies that are in place in the country and even the regional and international instrument, where we would take the policies that are in place and identify gaps in there and then formulate advocacy strategies to take the matter forward.
And is it easy for women to come to you for help, or do you have to go out and seek them?
With my experience, it's easier for women to come, but I would also like to say that most of the time, it's not easy to talk about the experience of violence. That's why we've got these different programs, so that we also encourage women to come and speak out about abuse.
I'm gonna ask you a slightly different question right now. What do you do for if you want to relax, if you wanna have some fun? Do you do anything in particular?
Oh, I love the question. Most activists would agree with me. It's not easy to have time like that. But to answer your question, Pete, most of the time when I relax, I will just sit at home, read some books, and mix with friends and go to traditional ceremony or go home to the rural areas to be with my family and to go to church.
Thank you very much, Thabisa. That was a really good interview. Thanks.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.